This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It is a big week for big banks. Recently, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Bank of America all posted earnings beating expectations. Morgan Stanley reports its own results later this morning. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains what's helping these banks.
So we're not going to talk about Wells Fargo in this story for obvious reasons, but the other big banks did surprisingly fine. Brexit is one reason. Jody Lurie is with Janney Montgomery Scott. She says the hot mess that is the British pound pushed investors into stocks and commodities.
The banks are seeing additional participation by a lot of their customers.
And that means increased revenue from fees. Plus, David Hilder at Drexel Hamilton says credit is stabilizing, meaning
companies and people are paying their bills on time.
And consumers are borrowing more, perhaps trying to get in front of that possible interest rate rise. Another factor is regulation. Banks have ramped up that part of their spending already. And now, Hilder says,
that's baked in the cake.
Finally, there's the cost side. Big banks have been cutting jobs, outsourcing, streamlining. Jody Lurie again.
That's been a common theme that we've seen repeated.
And this quarter, they might have also just gotten lucky. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.